wasn't the finish to the tour they wanted. They went there looking for that Grand Slam, that elusive Grand Slam, to be the first Wallaby team to do it since way back in 1984. It may made a great start to it, but fell away at the back end, losing to the Eddie Jones-coached England on the weekend. But I'm glad to say I've got Wallaby Kane Douglas on the line. G'day, Kane.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Did we sum it up okay? Good start, but not quite the finish you wanted.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we actually had a great sort of first 20 minutes and then and sort of finished the half getting back on top. And then, second half just didn't go to plan. We too many drop balls and a few too many penalties. And they make you pay if you do those things. But we sort of think at the end of it, we sort of just gave them opportunities rather than like play really bad. We didn't really play really bad. No, we don't particularly think they played really well. We just they just capitalised on our mistakes and our discipline.
Yeah, Michael Checker. There's been quite a few headlines about Michael during last couple of weeks. But what did he say after the game?
Oh yeah, he sort of just summed the game up like we was. Played sort of a half a footy good in a few games this tour, so we sort of played good the second half last week against Ireland, and we played good the first half this week against England, and it's just putting that 80-minute performance together. Like we trained so hard, and we know that like we've put all the work in, and it's sort of just a shame we can't put it together, but that's something we can keep working on. We've sort of gained a lot from this season, so...
Kane, you guys led by 10 points to nil. You had a 3-point buffer at the half-time break, but there was about that 3-minute period shortly after half-time where you gave up two tries, including that one where Israel just couldn't get his finger to the ball in time. That was a crucial little... That was it was a game-blowing 5-minute period, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And you just can't give that their team. It's too hard to chase down. Yeah, we know we can beat any team on our day if we put the right performance in. And it's just it's sort of a shame. You sort of should have, could have, would have. You just got to do it on the day, and we didn't. So we just got to regroup. Everyone having a good holiday and get stuck in for next year, and hopefully we can have a better season.
I'd imagine you start. Well, I suppose you'd have a couple of weeks off, but then Super 15 training starts again pretty much straight away, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think all the super teams are back training, but all the boys on the tour will get sort of 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks off, depending how busy your year was. It'll be good for everyone to have a break and sort of rejuvenate and spend some time with the families, and then get ready to rip in again next year. It's not much time off in the big scheme of things. It's just a few weeks and clear the mind and then get ready to rip in again.
I'm ready to go. Can I ask you lastly from me, Eddie Jones, there have been a lot made about Eddie, and I mentioned him earlier, but does he come in after the games and say hello and have a chat?
They invited us into their changer, and so all the boys went in and saw Eddie chatting with Chet for a bit and, and a few of the boys who used to have him as a coach. So, they all seem... He seems like he's done very well up there. They've had an undefeated season. And, it's just the same. We sort of know we can get the job done, and we just didn't. So, he's obviously been a great coach and a great coach for them this season.
Yeah, Kane, final one from me. It seems to be a terribly long year for you guys who have gone through that pre-season, then the Super Rugby, then all these test matches, including mid-year test matches. Were you physically and mentally tired by the end of this tour, or was there no excuses?
No, there's no excuses. Personally, I sort of had a long year, but not on the playing field. I was out for most of the season with my knee. There's no excuses. We all felt like we'd still do it, and we had a great week, and the numbers were showing that like we were only just sort of becoming like we're only just sort of got to our fittest point, we think, at those last couple of games. So it's sort of I don't think we can really say that we'll or out of whack or struggling. So I don't know. Maybe it does. It is a long year, and some of the boys have played a million games. But yeah, I don't know. It's good to get a break now and
sure.
wrap up the year. But yeah, it would have been better to go out with a bang.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have, Kane. Thank you for your time this morning. Bad luck on the weekend against England. Travel safely, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again over the next couple of weeks in pre-season and then leading into the Super Series.
Yeah, sweet. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Kane Douglas, Wallabies lock. I think that's what they call them these days. They play in the back row there.
Started with wins over Wales and Scotland and also France, and that Grand Slam dream was alive. But then the losses came to Ireland at Lansdowne Road and also England at Twickenham. So in the end, rough year for the Wallabies.
Was.
Unsuccessful year for the Wallabies, unfortunately, but rebuilding. I think that could be the little bit of the...
Oh, no, not that, not the R word.
A little bit of the catch cry, rebuilding. And then, of course, we wish them all the best, the Wallabies. It's been a long year for them.